your overall thought, Wayne, on how this Flyers team is feeling heading into game one?
It sounds to me like they're pretty confident, but again, if you play like they have over the second half of the season or last two-thirds of the season, there wouldn't be a reason not to be confident. So I think they've finally got a handle on the new coach's system, and they're remarkably healthy. Usually the Flyer teams, their style of physical play takes its toll. But this year, probably fewer injuries than you've seen in probably the last 10 years. So I think that's part of the reason why they were able to secure one of the divisional spots in the playoffs.
When you take a look at what happened early in the season, how bad a start it was, and then the coaching change that was made, why did it take maybe a little longer to adjust to what new head coach Craig Berube was hoping to do as opposed to maybe other instances that we've seen?
I think probably the one thing that strikes me is that when you convert from one system like Peter Laviolette had to a Craig Berube system, it comes down to more about a personal accountability of going out and playing smart hockey. And I'm not saying that they have completely grasped that, because I think they're still the most penalized team in the National Hockey League. So the talk of the morning skate today was the fact that they can't afford to take a lot of penalties against the Rangers. The Ranger power play, you know, as far as its effectiveness overall is one thing, but its effectiveness against the Flyers is something else. It can do damage. So this series could hinge on whether or not the Flyers are capable of not taking poor positional penalties or needless penalties behind the opponent's net, things of that nature. And, you know, it goes back to these younger players who grew up through the Laviolette system, like Couturier and Braden Schenn, had to sort of convert and play a much different style. And I think that's why it took maybe 20, 30 games to get a handle on it.
What kind of coach, and not so much on the ice in X's and O's, but more in terms of his overall philosophy, what kind of coach is Craig Berube that you've been able to observe?
Well, I've known Craig a long time. I mean, I was here when he walked in the door back in the mid-'80s. And we sort of become, you know, work friends. We run on the road and together and play some golf. And, you know, I have to be objective here when I say that, you know, if I see something that he didn't do right, I still criticize him. Mm-hmm. And we have a laugh over that. But he is a guy, talking to Bob Clark, talking to Paul Holmgren, talking to Ken Hitchcock recently. And Ken had a big influence on Craig. And Ken told us that the two things that strike him about Berube are he's non-emotional when it comes to his relationship with players. He doesn't try to be their friend, doesn't try to be their enemy. You have to earn his praise. He's not a guy who's going to go out of his way to encourage you. You have to show the work, and then he'll praise you. And the second thing about Craig is that he never stops trying to learn the game. He never comes across as, I know more than you do. He's been to all the clinics, all the symposiums, read all the books, served 7-8 years as an assistant, was a head coach in the AHL, so he's done all his time. And you just get the feeling it's like a catcher in baseball. They make good baseball managers. They're guys that observe the whole playing surface. And I think that Craig survived 18 years in the league by observing and figuring out how he could play with, you know, sort of limited talent and still make a mark on the game. And so I think he's brought that to the coaching, to the ranks. And his mere presence, I think, just walking in a room, players give him respect just because of the way he played.
We're talking with Wayne Fish from the Bucks County Courier-Times here on The Big Show. He joins us down the Subway Restaurant's Fresh Take Hotline. Well, the news yesterday was who's not starting in net, and that's Steve Mason. It'll be Ray Emery instead. How confident are the Flyers in Emery between the pipes?
Yeah, I thought that there was going to be perhaps a switch to Emery before the injury. I thought that Emery played in a couple of games here down the stretch that were important games, and especially the Pittsburgh game, the next last game of the season that clinched the divisional spot as opposed to just a wild card, and maybe, you know, getting like a Boston or Pittsburgh in the first round. That was big around here. I thought that Emery has more playoff experience. I felt that going into training camp that they were going to hold Emery back because of his history of injuries, that they were going to limit his play. And so when you only play 25, 30 games, you're tagged with backup. But down the stretch over that last 17 post-Olympic 17 games in 30 days or whatever it was, Emery played a lot of those big games, and I felt that they were getting him ready just in case. And as it turns out, the controversy they pulled the plug in the controversy because of the injury. So I think the Flyers are pretty confident in this guy. He's won a cup as a backup. He's also been to the finals as a starter. So I think they're confident.
Overall, you saw him evolve. It wasn't a great start to his Flyers campaign this year, but much better down the stretch when it comes to Emery's play. Overall, how would you judge his regular season?
You know, again, under 500, but he was playing a lot of road games and a lot of games that against tough opponents. So it's hard to get a real handle on whether or not I can remember him shutting out the Devils, and then I think Marty shut him out, and, you know, the other way around. So, you know, those kind of situations where, you know, there's not much you can do if you lose 1-0. But, no, I think that he says he has a certain style, a certain way of playing, and sometimes it takes a little while to kick in. He lets in a soft goal, 1 or 2 goals early. And if the team can overcome that or survive that, then he usually plays well in the last 40 minutes.
With Wayne Fish, he's joining us from the Bucks County Courier Times as we preview round one and game one between the Philadelphia Flyers and New York Rangers. Joins us down the Subway Restaurant's Fresh Take Hotline. So much was made in this country, Wayne, about the slow start of Claude Giroux and what that would mean to his Olympic chances, and we saw how that all played out. But, you know, leading up to the Olympics, and certainly since the Olympics have ended and the schedule is resumed, we've seen nothing but outstanding play from Claude Giroux. Why the slow start in your eyes, and why such the dramatic transformation?
Well, he had this freak golf injury in early August, and he ripped some ligaments in his index finger and had to have surgery. And missed part of training camp, and I don't think he was 100% going into the regular season, and he went 15 games without a goal. He scores a goal against Edmonton on November the 9th, and they go 6-0-1, and that really just turned the whole season around. And as he gained, he was 100% health-wise going into that second half of the season. I think he is the leading scorer in the league since December 11th. And to not make the Olympic team, I think, lit a fire under him. There's still a question whether or not he'll make the Hart, one of the three finalists. He, in 2012, finished third in the league, and didn't make that final three. So I think that he was inspired that way. And I think he's on a mission to kind of prove that he's worthy of that captaincy that was passed along when Pronger got hurt and ended his career. That era of Mike Richards and Jeff Carter is past, and he was anointed the captain. This is probably his first real chance to prove that he's a superstar. And so I think that's a big part of why, after that slow start, he really put it in gear.
What have we seen from him in the postseason in years past? I mean, in terms of his production, in terms of him rising to the occasion, have you been satisfied with that?
Yeah, I mean, it's again, he was overshadowed until Richards and Carter were traded away. They didn't make the playoffs last year. He got suspended for that. As you recall, he got suspended, I believe, the first game of the second round against the Devils 2 years ago when the Devils advanced to the finals that year. He got suspended, and you know, when your best player isn't on the ice because of an indiscretion, that doesn't reflect well on your, you know, on the whole thing. So I think he has a lot to prove here, and Berube's a big believer in him, and I think the entire coaching staff is. I mean, the players now look up to him. There was some questions I felt that last year, the lockout year, I felt that he had a subpar year, and then to have the accident or the injury just compounded that doubt, but he has turned it around this year.
Final thought for you, Wayne, and that is the season series. It was split right down the middle, 2 wins apiece. What did we see when the Flyers and Rangers played one another this season?
I thought it was kind of lopsided in New York, and that's nothing new. They've lost 8 straight there. They haven't won there since February 20th, 2011, so they have a lot to prove. I felt that, I think the key here to the series, and it goes back to the regular season, is that the Flyers want to play sort of a rock'em sock'em grinding out type of game, cycling a lot in the corners, getting traffic in front of Lundqvist, trying to score dirty goals. The Rangers are a much more high-speed team. They score off the rush. They bring their defensemen in on the offense, Girardi and McDonough. So I think that's what you're going to try to see, a clash of styles, and see which one has the battle of the wills, who wins that battle of wills. And the team that plays and can impose its will on the game itself and it looks like a Ranger game or it looks like a Flyer game, that team will win.
Hey, Wayne, really appreciate you taking some time out this afternoon. Enjoy game one, and we'll talk to you again really soon.
Anytime. Thanks.